The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, text number 46, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 21st, 1975, in Bombay, India.
The characteristics of the functions of earth can be perceived by modeling forms of the Supreme Brahman, by constructing places of residence, by preparing pots to contain water, etc. In other words, the earth is the place of the sustenance for all elements.
Bhavanam brahmanasthanam dharanam sadvisheshanam sarvasatta gunar bheda prithivi vritti lakshanam. So, brahmanasthanam, this temple is brahmanasthanam, the residential place for the Supreme Personality Godhead, brahmana. Brahmana means the absolute truth. Absolute truth is understood in three different features: Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti. So, Supreme Brahma means Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as it was accepted by Arjuna after understanding Bhagavad Gita. He addressed him, Parabrahma, Paradhama, Pavitram, Parabrahma. You are Parabrahma. Brahma and Paramatma and Bhagavan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sabdati, the absolute truth. According to our different realization, the absolute truth is realized in three different features: impersonal Brahma and localized, all-pervading, antarjami Vishnu or Paramatma, and the last word of understanding is Bhagavan. So, impersonal Brahma, nobody can construct any sthanam, place of the impersonal Brahma or Paramatma. Paramatma has got place everywhere. Ishara param sarvabhutanam riddesho jnatishtati annantarasthaṁ paramānucayantarasthaṁ. So, that is the worshipable deity for the yogis, and impersonal Brahma for the jnanis, and Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the shelter of both Parabrahma, impersonal Brahma, and Paramatma. Jadadvaita Brahma Upanishadi. Upanishadi, in the Upanishad, Vedic Upanishad, the impersonal Brahma is described. And the yogis, by meditation, they try to understand the Supreme Absolute Truth by seeing the Vishnu form, 400 Vishnu. Dhyanavasthita tadgatina manusha pasyanti jan yogina. The yogis, the jnanis, they have got their function to realize the Absolute Truth. Similarly, bhakta. Bhakta, they want to worship the personality of Godhead in a temple, just like we are trying to do, to have a temple here nice. We have got already, our function is going on, but we want to make a very gorgeous place for the Lord. That is the utility of this land to construct temple for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have got a tendency to construct house. Atak giha chetra sutapta vittai. This material world means, first of all, we have got desire of sex mixing together, man and woman. Pumishang sriya mithuni bhava mithu. Mithuni bhava. Mithuni bhava is sex desires, impelled by sex. That is the central point of this material life. Janamaithunadigrihamidisukhammithucham. The central point of material happiness is maithunadi, sex impulse. Everyone, this morning was some devotee was discussing that the daily passengers, sometimes they go from home 3 to 4 hours, come to Bombay, and they work there 8 hours. Then again 3 to 4 hours. So somebody was asking why they should go. They can remain in the city. No. Their central point is there. Central point is sex. Nidrahyate natrang babayana chobabaya. The materialistic person's life is being spoiled in this way. That is described by Sukadeva Goswami. Nidraya Vyate Naktang. At night they spoil the valuable time by sleeping. Nidraya Vyate Naktang. Bhavayana Chavavaya. Bhavaya, Bhavaya means sex. Either by sex or by sleeping. Diva Charte Haya Rajan. Kutumbam Bharaninama. And during daytime, they are after money. Where is money? Here is money. And if they get money, how to spend it? For kutumba, for family members. This is material life. And as soon as we are united, mithuni bhava, then griha chetra sitapta vittai, then we want apartment or house, big house, griha and chetra. Chetra means earning field. Formerly there are agriculture. Now there are so many industries and other places. So this griha is the utilization of the earth. People want some griha. So this propensity can be utilized by constructing temple. That propensity that I must have a very high skyscraper building, that tendency is there. But if we utilize that tendency for constructing, as it is said, bhavanam brahmanasthanam, instead of thinking that I will have such big building, if we transfer that thinking that I will construct such a nice big temple for establishing deity worship. That is the proper utilization of this tendency. One is for sense gratification. Another, the same thing, if you construct a temple, you will have to labor in the same way. Have to get municipal sanction, have to get cement, have to get stone, have to get this, that, so many things. But it is nirbandhe Krishna sambandhe. It has got relationship with Krishna. That is Krishna. Your capacity to construct something material, residential, see, if we do it for Krishna, then it is Krishna consciousness, your life is successful. You are thinking of Krishna always. Even Kamsa, he was enemy of Krishna. Enemy of Krishna, and he was always thinking of Krishna. As Devaki was growing days, she was becoming very bright and beautiful, and Kamsa was waiting when his sister Devaki will give birth to Krishna and he will kill him. That was his purpose. He wanted to kill Krishna. He was first of all ready to kill his sister when he heard that your sister's eighth son will kill you. So Kamsa thought, why waiting for the eighth son? Kill my sister. So she was saved by Vasudev by some trick, plan. Then after all, your sister is not going to kill you. Sister's son. Who knows that a son will be there and whether he will live or not be. But Kamsa, he will not hear anything. So it is the duty of the husband to give protection to the wife. So he made a plan. My dear Kamsa, brother-in-law, I shall bring all child born of your sister, and if you like, you can kill. In this way, the situation was saved. So Kamsa was always thinking how to kill Krishna. One is favorable and the other is unfavorable. One is thinking of Krishna, how to kill him, and the other is thinking of Krishna, how to serve him. So this thinking, how to serve him, is called bhakti, not the otherwise. As Kamsa was thinking how to kill him, that is not bhakti. Bhakti means anukulena Krishna anusilanam. Anukul. Anukul means favorable. If you think of Krishna in various ways, favorable, how to serve Krishna, how to decorate Krishna, how to give Krishna a nice place for residential quarter, temple, how to preach Krishna's glories, in this way if you think, that is Krishna consciousness. Anukullena Krishnanu Silanang Bhakti Uttama. That is first class bhakti. How to serve Krishna? Just like Arjuna, he changed his all decision. Arjuna was thinking not to fight. But when he heard very minutely, listen Krishna's instruction, he changed his decision. No, Krishna wants it. Krishna wants this fight, so I shall do this. This is Krishna Anusilanam, cultivating Krishna consciousness. not his decision. His decision was not to fight. A Vaishnava does not want to kill anybody. That is natural tendency. Suida sarvadehi dehina. A Vaishnava is friend of everyone. So, Arjuna was Vaishnava, a devotee of Krishna. Naturally, he was not inclined to kill and gain the fight. He declined that I will not fight. But after hearing Bhagavad Gita, he decided that Krishna wants to fight. He wants me. Nimitta mātra bhava sabbhosās. He says so far that these people who have assembled here, they are already killed. That is my plan. You simply take the credit of becoming victorious over them. So, this is Krishna Anusidana. Even though I have got one decision in my life, but if I understand that Krishna wants me to do something contrary, I shall be ready to perform this. That is Krishna Anusilanam. Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Ruttama. If you favorably serve Krishna, that is Bhakti Uttama, first class Bhakti. Unfavorably, as Kamsa was thinking, the how to kill Krishna, he got also salvation, because always thinking of Krishna, but not the salvation of the devotees. The devotees' salvation is different from the salvation of the non-devotees, jnanis. Jnanis, we have already explained, there are three features of the Absolute Truth. One is impersonal Brahma, the other is localized Paramatma or Antaryami, Super Soul, and the supermost is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, Sarisajya Purna Bhagavan. So, impersonal Brahma is the destination of the jnanis, and Paramatma, localized Antaryami, is the destination of the yogis, and the Supreme Person, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the destination of the pure devotees. Pure devotee means annavilasita sunnam. They have no other desire. Others, the jnanis, they have desire to merge into the existence of the Lord. They want that. And the yogis, they, by the grace of the Supreme Paramatma, they want to get some siddhis, astra siddhi. But the bhaktas, they do not want mukti or siddhi. They simply want to serve the Supreme Personality of God. This is pure devotion. So, in this life also, we can utilize these earthly things. Bhumi rapanala vayu khangamana buddhi revat. We can utilize all these material elements in the service of the Lord. So, with the earth, we can prepare the forms of the Lord. We can prepare the temple of the Lord. So many things that is required. That is sattvic. It is called here bhavanam brahmasthanam. Dharanam tad-viseshanam. Sad-viseshanam. Sad-visesha and asad-visesha. This is asad-visesha. This is tremendous tool. Asato-ma-sad-gama. That is the Vedic injunction. Asad-visesha, just like we have got the city, the roads, the cars, the buildings, and so many other things, transformation of the same earth. But they are asad viseṣa. And they will not stay. Here, anything, the house, the car, the road, the city, their body, the society, the fancy, the nation, they are all asad. But the same thing can be done sad viseṣa. Sad viseṣa, this temple is sad viseṣa. The deity is sad viseṣa. Worshipping the deity is sad viseṣa. So we can utilize nirbandhe Krishna sambandhe yukta vairāga mucchate. That is the instruction of the Goswamis. We are followers of the Goswamis. Six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Sri Rūpa Sanātana Bhatta Raghunāt, Sri Jīva Gopāla Bhatta Dāsa Raghunāt. Six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Rūpa Sanātana, Rūpa Goswami, Sanātana Goswami, Raghunāt Bhatta Goswami, Raghunāt Dāsa Goswami, Jīva Goswami, Gopāla Bhatta Goswami. These are six Goswamis. In Vrindavan, they inaugurated the bhakti cult by the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his different devotees in different parts of India. And of course he desired that his devotees should go all the parts of the world. Prithivite achi jato nagara adigra. But he began in India. So their residential quarter was in Vrindavan, and they wrote innumerable books, and Nityananda Prabhu went to Bengal. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally traveled all over India, especially South India. In this way, preaching was his main mission of life. He gave up his family life, taklat, sudhustraja surev sitarajala king dharmishtha yarja matasa jadagadanannam maya mrigam dvaitaya. He wanted to show his mercy to the fallen souls of this yuga, Kali Yuga. Therefore, as just a young man, 24 years old, he gave up his family. Sudhustraja, Surepsita Rajyala king. His family was very, very nice family, mother and wife, very affectionate mother, very beautiful wife, but he gave up everything. Takva Sudhustraja Surepsita Rajyala king. Dharmishtha Yarja Bajasa Jadagadarannam. He went to forest, that means he accepted this sannyas order, just to preach and to elevate the fallen souls. Maya amrigam dvaitaya. So, this is Vaishnava principle. Vaishnava principle means everything accepted as Krishna's. The Mayavadis, they say, at least they say, that Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. Mithya. This is false. But Vaishnava says, no, it is not false. It is the byproduct of Krishna's energy. If Krishna is true, how it can be false? So they do not take this world, material world, as false. It is temporary. But they know how to utilize this material world for devotional service. Bhavanam brahmanasthanam. You can utilize the same energy of constructing something out of bricks and stones and wood into a nice temple. That was the Vedic culture. Still, in old cities, you'll find in lanes and streets, there are so many temples. I have seen, especially in Kanpur, Even within the land, there are so many temples. Radha Krishna temple, Vishnu temples, Shiva temple. So all over India, you'll find the temples. People were so spiritually advanced, even Muslim, they are also, they have constructed so many mosques. So that should be utilized. If we have got the tendency for making a house or construction of some building with stones and bricks, let it be utilized for constructing temple of the Supreme Brahma. Nidbandhe Krishna Sambandhe Yuktavi Ragamuchyate. We do not give up anything. Everything Krishna's. Prapanchikataya buddhya Hari Sambandhi Vastuna. Hari Sambandhi Vastuna. Hari means God, the Supreme Lord. So, He has got Sambandha, relationship, because everything is His energy. Therefore, it has got some relationship. Earth, water, air, fire, sky, these are all different energies of Krishna. Bhinna prakriti me astadha. So it has got some relationship. So when it is utilized for Krishna, Krishna's energy is utilized for Krishna. That is bhakti. And when Krishna's energy is utilized for our sense gratification, that is called demonism. The same thing. Same thing you utilize for Krishna, that is bhakti. And same thing you utilize for your sense gratification, that is demonism. You cannot do so. Everything belongs to Krishna. Suppose something belongs to me, and if you do not utilize it for me, you utilize it for you. So I must be sorry. So how is that? My things are being utilized for you. Of course, this is a crude example, but the philosophy is everything belongs to Krishna. Ishavasam idam sarvam. Sarva. Krishna said, Bhoktaram jagdatamasam sarvaluka maheswaram. He is the proprietor. So, because he is the proprietor, he is the proprietor of my body also. Therefore, it should be, everything it should be utilized for Krishna. This is bhakti. We should not give up. You cannot give up anything. Suppose you are nicely dressed, and if you give up everything, and you take one kopi, but that is also a dress. So, we have to utilize Krishna's thing. But if we take it, accept it as prasadam, after offering Krishna, in the Vaishnava philosophy, if somebody is going to use one new pair of cloth, first of all he offers to Krishna. Then he utilizes it. That is Vaishnava philosophy. There is also eating, sleeping, we require residence, everything we require. But we require it at Krishna's prasad. Prasadi sarvadukkhanam hani rasu upajayati. Simply we have to admit, after all Krishna is giving us everything. So simply Krishna wants, let us admit that you are getting from me. That is necessary. Eko jo bahunam vidadati kama. He is supplying us everything, even to the non-devotees. But the non-devotees do not recognize that it is Krishna's prasadam. By mercy of Krishna I have got it. That is non-devotee. And a devotee recognizes. That is the distinction between devotee and non-devotee. So our Krishna consciousness movement is to turn the consciousness. Everyone is thinking in a different way, consciousness. You are just trying to transfer their consciousness into Krishna, then he'll be happy. Sadātada-bhāva-bhāvita jaṅ-jaṅ-bhāpi-smaran-bhāvam tajat-tanti-kaleva. If we practice like that, then we become eligible to be transferred to the spiritual world. Jaṅ-jaṅ-bhāpi-smaran-bhāvam tajat-tanti-kaleva. We have to give up this body. But if we give up this body at the time of death, if we can think of Krishna, it is very difficult. But if we practice it, sadātada-bhāva-bhāvita. Sadā means always. If we practice this simple method, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, then it is possible. So what is the difficulty? Where is the loss? If we ask you to do something, if you think there will be loss, you may reject it. But if there is no loss and the gain is that you get Krishna, then why did you do it? Just see how our, it is called bigotry. No, we shall not check. We shall not do this. This is our misfortune. Therefore, those who have taken to this Krishna consciousness, chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, they are the most fortunate person in the world. Jajjibhagre namatubham, the Shastra says, ahavato sapachopi gariyam. Even one is born in the family of dog eaters, but somehow or other, if he takes to this Krishna consciousness movement and chants Hare Krishna, he is gariyam, he is glorious, he is very glorious. Namatubham. Stepus tapaste. It is to be understood in their previous life, they undergone severe type of penances and austerities. Stepus tapaste. Sushnu arja. They are really Aryan. So this Hare Krishna movement is very authentic movement from the Shastra, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu practice it, Narada Muni practice it, all the great sages, they practice it. The Shastra says, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vraja. In this age, Kali Yuga, we are surrounded by so many faulty things, checking our spiritual advancement of life. That is the only necessity of human being, spiritual advancement of life. So for eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, everyone is doing in its own capacity. That is not the business, that is there. Even the birds, bees, they are doing that. The only business of human life, athāta brahma jignāsa, to inquire about the Supreme, the same Brahma, brahmanasthānaṁ, bhāvanaṁ, brahmanasthānaṁ, always think of brahmanaṁ. Sarvam khaluidam brahma, aham brahmāsmi. These thoughts, these activities, they are required. That is the only business. But we have manufactured so many other business and engagement, leaving aside the real business of life. So this Krishna consciousness movement is teaching all over the world the real business of life. Those who are fortunate, they will take advantage of this movement and make his life successful. Thank you very much.